4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
As part of our commitment to delivering you a remarkable experience, this call may be monitored or recorded.
It's 9:06 p.m.
Whoa, wow, 9:06. That's an interesting number, only because it's the same upside down as it is right side up. Oh, awesome. Anyway, that is not the correct time. The correct time is actually 1930 UTC. And that is always the traditional starting time of the Dubious Goals Committee. That's right. You're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello and welcome. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of this committee. And I'm also the guy drinking the tea. Or at least drinking the most tea. Because I know there's other tea drinkers out there. Oh. It's a beautiful thing. What are we drinking today? Once again, today we are drinking the Dahong Pao. Yeah, I'm probably going to drink Dahong Pao all day. I haven't decided yet. Let's pour some more. Mmm, look at it. Mmm, smell that delicious aroma. Whew, yeah, it's definitely Dahong Pao Day. Why is it Dahong Pao Day? Well, I don't know. I'm a little weird today. I'm a little sore. I went to bed at a reasonable time. I went to bed at about 3:30 a.m., and I woke up at 6. I got 3.5 hours of sleep, or whatever the math works out to be. Two and a half hours of sleep. And I woke up and I went, and I did manage to go back to sleep. And when I went back to sleep, I think I slept too long in one position, and now my hip is weird. But that's going to go away any second now, especially if I drink more tea. I got the healing powers of the Dahong Pao today. Oh, it's so good. It's not even funny. All right, sharp-eared listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee might recognize some kind of yowly-yangy business going on in the background. That's because my cat Pippa, the sergeant-at-arms of this very dubious committee, is sitting outside the door of my studio-slash-office, whatever you want to call this room that contains my little computer and some other stuff. And she's out there going, yang, yang, wong, bong, barbles. Ah, my cat needs my attention. Did you hear that? Did you hear that plaintive mew? Mew. Oh, I'm so lonely. Oh, I'd have to do some kitty business. So what does this mean? Well, meow. I think this means, meow. I think this means we're going to have to go out there, find out what the cat's thinking, and then do some kind of kitty business. So let's grab some of this stuff. Let's open the door. And who's sitting out here?
Oh, hello. Are you a fluffy Mundungans?
Yes, okay. So we have a fluffy Mundungans. And, oh, she's not going up the stairs into the kitchen. This means that she does not want kitty water. She's walking over here into the room that we like to call the living room, and she wants to do some kitty business. So this means we got to sit down. We got to get the kitty banky pit. Alrighty, you want to do some kitty business? Yeah, you're in the wrong place already. See, my cat is so excited to get some attention. Come on, you need to get on top of the banky. You are under the banky. You need to be up. There we go. There we go. We're figuring it out. Yes, it's time for kitty businesses. Hooray. Hooray, time for kitty business. Pretty exciting. Pretty exciting. Okay, so Pippa seems to be... Pippa seems to be settling in. She's got her claw shredding machine working on my ankles. Let's just make sure I have enough padding there. Okay, yeah. I think we're good. Pippa is going to sit here and do some kitty business. Hopefully she won't make any kind of greasy mess, because once the greasy...
Boy, are you gonna get it now.
What? Look at that greasy mess you made.
Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Slap.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409 special grease dissolvers cut through grease fast.
Hurry.
409 is so effective it starts to work before you start to wipe.
Hurry!
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Ancient Chinese secrets.
Oh, my husband, some hot shot. Here's his ancient Chinese secret. Justin Johnson playing the James Bond theme on his new modular guitar. Yes, that was awesome. Oh my god, Justin Johnson doing the James Bond theme on his new, I don't know what brand of guitar this is, but this is a new special guitar that he's got. What makes it special? Well, he sort of refers to it as his James Bond inspired super guitar, and he made a video about this that I actually haven't watched yet, because it just came out last night and I've been a little busy, and maybe I'll watch it later today, blah, blah, blah. But apparently this guitar has like rapidly interchangeable pickups, and it comes with like 10 different pickups. It's crazy. And so, you know, you can super customize the sound and you can change sounds and blah, blah, blah. So that was cool. Justin Johnson doing James Bond there. This is all very fresh stuff. within the last day or so. Very, very cool. I will eventually will learn more about this guitar. You can also find out about it if you just look up Justin Johnson, if you care. I imagine you possibly don't. I might be losing my ability to care too. Why is that? It's because I'm still having candy freak out. This happened to me again last night. I still had some of the candy left over that I bought the other night. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee will remember I went on a candy run. Oh, Pip is leaving. Oh, good. That means I can sit in a more comfortable position. There we go. Right, so I had these candy bars. Well, I ate the last of them last night. And so at like 2:30 a.m., I'm starting to freak out again, thinking, yeah, I need more of this candy. I need more of this candy. I need more of this candy. I was really having a candy craving. So I got to prevent myself from going out today specifically to buy candy. Although I could just go to the store real quick. I want more. So what are we going to do? And yes, for all of those of you who are wondering, I was eating my candy bars with graham crackers last night, so I know what some of you are probably thinking. Hey, Tobe, maybe you should go out and get some more candy bars. And maybe you should get some marshmallows, too. And maybe we can make some s'mores. Okay, let me explain to you that that is not going to happen. Anybody who's saying that is just trying to antagonize me after going off on yesterday's rant about how much I hate s'mores. And you should too. If you think they're the greatest thing, well, maybe it's because you don't have children. I don't have children myself, but I still understand the terrible, terrible crime that is a s'more. And if you don't get it...
All right, what are we making exactly?
S'mores.
What are s'mores?
You don't know what a s'more is?
I'm European almost.
It's graham crackers with chocolate and a toasted marshmallow.
So first you have to toast your marshmallow?
And then you put a graham cracker with chocolate and you smush it between another graham cracker.
Ugh.
And it kind of melts the chocolate. And personally, I don't like them because I don't like marshmallow, but the kids love them.
Oh, yay! Oh, boo. Okay, so we finally found another person with some common sense. Personally, I don't like them. But she doesn't like them for the wrong reasons. Because I don't like marshmallows. Well, you can still wedge a piece of chocolate between two graham crackers and have... he says. And it makes me wonder, it begs the question, does anybody really like s'mores? You know, s'mores are one of those things, you know, she said, oh, the kids love them. Do the kids really love them? If you ask a kid, do you like s'mores, are they saying yes just because they like the ingredients? You know, are they falling for the trap of just because you like all three of the ingredients doesn't mean you're going to like them all together? You know? And if you don't think that's a possibility, let me put it to you this way. Here's three things that you probably like. Ice cream. Think of your favorite ice cream. And you probably also like nacho cheese, because you like to eat nachos when you go to the sports game or whatever. So, you know, that nacho cheese is pretty good. And what else? What else do you like that's yummy and tasty? Oh, do you like to have some salmon every once in a while? Maybe a little salmon fillet with a little lemon butter and some herbs? Yeah, it's okay. Salmon is good. Nacho cheese is good. And ice cream is good. That doesn't mean that you're going to like nacho cheese salmon ice cream. Okay? Yes, you liked the three things separately, but if you put them all together, nacho cheese ice cream with salmon bits. Salmon flavored ice cream with chocolate. I made myself a little bit queasy there just thinking about these horrible combinations. Yeah, s'mores. Disgusting for a number of reasons. And you know what the funny thing is? That woman who said she didn't like s'mores because she didn't like marshmallows. Do you not like marshmallows, or do you just not like chocolate and marshmallows? Because we discussed this yesterday. Chocolate and marshmallows do not actually go together. No matter what the Easter Bunny is trying to tell you, he is lying. Now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tob, but there's some advantages to s'mores. Like what? I say. You say, well, they don't leave a greasy mess. No, they leave a molten chocolate mess.
Boy, are you going to
get it now?
Look at that greasy mess you
made. Hurry!
Now, Mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Hurry!
Here, 409 works fast.
Hurry!
Before you start to wipe.
Hurry!
409 special grease dissolvers cut through grease fast.
Hurry!
409
Hurry.
Is so effective, it starts to work before you start to wipe.
It starts to work before you start to wipe.
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
No, we're just making s'mores, Mom.
S'mores? Are you people stupid? That's the dumbest food ever!
Slap, slap. Triple Kirk Cameron slap in one day. First he gets slapped for leaving a greasy mess, and then he gets double slapped for making s'mores. That's right, Uncle Grandfather.
Benina.
Yeah, Benina. And we're also reminded of what Nancy Reagan used to say. Just say no. Just say no to s'mores. Wait, oh my god, is that the time? Holy crap, it's time for Ghost Bear Junior High attendance party. Somebody get this going. We gotta get the live feed
from
to
Los Angeles,
California.
It's Ghost Bear Junior High attendance party.
All right, so now we need to take some attendance. We gotta see if Ghost Bear is here today. And Brenda.
Okay, Brenda.
Ooh, Brenda's here. Oh, Brenda. Should we fund this? Can we fund this?
Fund it.
Okay, got that covered.
Present. Astronomic cat.
All right, astronomical cat Present. Is here.
Ghost Bear.
Where's Ghost Bear?
Ghost Bear.
Where the hell's Ghost Bear?
Uh-oh, tardy again.
Again.
Oh my god! Ah! It's a Ghost Bear rampage! No, what are we gonna do to humanity?
Oh, Ghost Bear. I guess you're here after all.
Ted
and
doesn't look so good.
Ted, I'm gonna mark you down as absent forever.
Oh, poor Ted. He's always getting mangled by Ghost Bear. Where is Ghost Bear? Why is he always so tardy? Do you ever get the feeling that maybe Ghost Bear just doesn't have the banana it takes to attend the dubious goals committee? I don't know. What do you think?
Banana.
Maybe you're right, Uncle Grandfather.
Banana.
Some people just don't have the banana na na na.
Banana.
They don't have the banana required to attend a dubious goals committee. And you know, this just makes me want to listen to some Buckethead. Let's do some quick Buckethead business here. Is this on? This is a short one from Buckethead called In the Bin.
It's alive!
In the Bin by Buckethead. I've recently become a little bit more interested in what this guy is up to. I don't want to go into it now because I could do about an hour's worth of material on Buckethead alone. And we don't have all day. But basically, my interest in Buckethead is not just his technicality or his interesting personality or why he would even want to do what he does. But I like the drive that's behind it. And this guy has a really good attitude. He loves the Tough Stuff toy chainsaw, which is one of my favorite iconic things from the 70s. But that's, we can discuss that also later. And I would just love to talk to this guy. I have so many questions. And no, this isn't a setup for, hey, baby, you got girlfriend Vietnam. No, I actually do want to sit down and discuss a lot of interesting things with Buckethead. But I don't know how to get a hold of the guy. So if you personally know Buckethead, tell him to email me and we'll have him on Dubious Goals Committee, right? Right, so now what do I want to listen to? I know. Let's jump into some Pillows. Everybody loves the Pillows. Let's do Little Busters from the Furikuri soundtrack. You know it as the end title song.
With a kick of the future, let me kiss the knees and masters. Just away devils and little busters. Hell yeah. With a kick of the future, let me kiss the knees and masters. Just away devils and little busters. Hell yeah. Yeah. EOS and Nike.
Beautiful, beautiful. That is, of course, The Pillows with Little Busters. And I should clarify, at the beginning of the song, I said this was the music used during the end credits, the ending theme song. But I should clarify, because that is actually the song used in the final ending credits. In other ending credits of earlier episodes, they used the other song. What's the other song that I love so much? My brain suddenly went blank. No, duh. Ride On Shooting Star. Little Busters, the theme, is also used as incidental music in the first series. There are three series of Furikuri now, but in the first and seminal, most important series, the Little Busters theme is used incidentally, and I always like that. And now I feel like watching Furikuri. No, but I don't have time to watch Furikuri today.
You want it all to yourself because you brought it home.
Aren't we being a little bit selfish?
It's weird having a robot in the house!
It's not that
don't
weird.
Don't worry about it. So there's a robot in our house. Think of the symbolism involved to have a humanoid robot in a normal household. Contrast by the abnormal advance of science, which is thereby proven to exist. Consider the significance of a human family.
Yeah, I love the way the dad rationalizes having a humanoid robot in the house. And that's fine. But you don't have to explain it to me, dude. I get it. I got, I don't know how many robots in my house. No, they're not humanoid. No, they're not walking around. And no, they don't have TVs for heads. But yeah, there's been a lot of fires.
He deserves a little free time to himself, right? TV boy?
Don't call him that. TV boy. That's just rude to robots. Just because he has a TV for a head doesn't mean you can call him TV boy. How rude.
You're in high school. What do you think you're doing?
I was playing with Takkun and my shoes floated away.
With who?
Takkun.
That's his name too?
Yeah, Chief. This Takkun is hungry. Do you have anything for him?
Everybody is Takkun in Furikuri. The older brother is Takkun. The younger brother is Takkun. And then she names the cat Takkun. And as much as I'd love to watch this, why am I getting distracted? Why am I... I would love to explain all of this to you, because Furikuri is one of the greatest things ever written. But I gotta see if my race is on today. When my race is on today. I know it's on. I'm looking through the schedule now. Oh, okay. It doesn't come on for another 8 hours. Almost 8.5 hours from now. So, okay, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to mess around all day and then watch my F1 race. And then maybe tonight, maybe I'll watch some Furikuri. That'll be fun. Another thing I will definitely do is drink some more tea. Something you need to know, however, is that coming up next... is DJ T-Show going to spin some tunes, hopefully live from Bulgaria? Coming up next, right after Dubious Goals Committee, here in about another minute and 15 seconds. In the meantime, I'm drinking tea. And telling you that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day. That's right, every damn day. At 1930 UTC, right here on and on radio, my name's Tobe, I gotta go, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.